Both of y'all's works very, very much characterized by the prominence of female protagonists, strong women characters, compelling women characters. Also, the depiction of women's bodies is a strong feature of your work. It's some of the things that people notice about both of y'all's work.
You're giving me that look.
do y'all consider yourselves feminists?
Sure, I would like to say I am, but the definition always changes. You know, once you say, like, yes, I'm for women's rights, they go, well, there's a lot more to it than that. And I'm like, oh, well, then I'm not a feminist? Tell me, am I a feminist? You know, but yeah, overall, basically, yeah, I am. I believe, you know, pumps his fist.
I never considered myself anyist. You know, I'm pretty much don't have, only because for me, creativity just can go all over the place, and it's in the places that people don't approve of, and that's where I'm at. I'm more of an underground cartoonist than a do-gooder. I'm always being, you know, considered a do-gooder, but I'm really not. I'm just happy people think that way. That way, you know, I get away with stuff. But seriously, no, I believe in, you know, equal rights. Of course I do. And I was more, the only real focus I had on for my comics and Love and Rockets was humanizing the characters, no matter what they were, whether women, even males, whatever. But mostly were Latinos, because it just was not seen in pop culture. It just was not seen. You could not find a human being Latino in a movie or a comic book or a TV show. They're always the villain or a joke, the butt of a joke. Even today, we've gone through the Hollywood meetings and this and that, and I, you know, we don't seem to get anywhere. And I've talked to people who've worked in Hollywood stuff, and what some guys that just pull us aside and say, look, they just see you as the gardener. No matter how educated these guys are, no matter how intelligent they might be and open-minded, they see the women as maids and the guys as gardeners. And that's why that continues in films. They just don't see outside of their little world. It's not only that. They're closed-minded about a lot of things because they live in a bubble, you know. Another one that the big complaint is, and you see it on TV shows and movies, is where you have the big fat slob guy with a beautiful wife. Well, that's for real in Hollywood, if the producers live that way. But Joe Average doesn't often live that way, but they present it as Joe Average. So they get a lot of things wrong, and I think with that stuff, we just take what we can get. And, you know, after a while, you just stop arguing because they're holding the reins, you know.
I do want to get back to the women thing, but you mentioned the deal about, you know, how even today you're being seen through stereotypical lens. Mm-hmm. Something that happens, it happens with women, happens with people of color, it happens with people who don't have a heteronormative sexuality. They're given this burden of being seen as representing their social category, whereas straight white men often have the luxury of just being seen as representing themselves, and nobody ever said, oh, well, you're representing all men or you're representing all white people. So has this ever annoyed you when people see you as representing your culture or community, or do you see that as an opportunity for power?
I think it's the latter. I mean, it's like I said, I keep joking about I'll take what I can get. You know, it's pretty much if you're getting that kind of positive reinforcement, because I don't think it's a negative when they say you're the Latino artist, you're the Latino cartoonist, you're inspiring people. I'm not going to say, no, I'm not. I'm going to, you know, do this over here. No, if they're telling me that and they see that in the work and it does inspire young people, I go with it. I encourage that with especially younger kids who just don't know what to do with themselves as far as making comics or expressing themselves. I go, make music, make comics, write a book, do something, but just be yourself. And because I know some artists of color who says, I'm not a black artist, I'm not a Latino artist, I don't want to be pigeonholed. I go, well, then you're nobody. Anybody can be what you're doing then. Why don't you be yourself, be who you are, and you'll have new stories to tell. That's how I see it personally. I just didn't shy away from making Latino comics because those were new stories. I grew up with relatives and friends and, you know, and bullies and people that basically were different from, you know, what you saw in the mainstream. And I thought, well, those are great stories. I want to put those in, you know, without shying away from who I am.
Jaime?
Yeah, the question again.
Sorry, it was kind of a long-winded question. When people see you as being a Chicano artist, maybe representing Chicanos or representing Southern California, Oxnard, where are you from, is that kind of onerous? Is it kind of annoying when people see you as having a role of representing a community? Or do you see that as an opportunity to have some kind of power or influence?
Like Gilbert said, I think it's great when my work does inspire and influence my own culture and stuff like that. There are times where sometimes certain people do want more from me. They want me to cover it all. They want me to cover the politics. They want me to cover every aspect of being Chicano. All I can do is just tell these stories about these Chicano people, and then I let the reader do the rest. I let you guys tell the history of, you know, of what I'm doing. I mean, when you think of history, bear with me here. History is just a bunch of events. My comic is just a bunch of events. It becomes history later. You know, I don't know if this answers your question, but it's kind of like I'm just giving you this information of these people's lives, their culture, and stuff like that. It's up to you whether you want to take it to this way or this political way or whatever. But overall, to answer your question, I think it's great that I'm able to help someone who doesn't have the courage to do it on their own, to show them that, see, look, I did it. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it.